blind to good. To say that this attitude about pleasure has marked me from my formative years upward is a massive understatement. I am always embarrassed at time and money spent on anything I love, if it isn't useful in some way. I have invested uncounted hours and dollars on joyful, trivial things anyway, but I always feel embarrassed. What is the use of the thing I just got? It makes me happy? That's not a real purpose, now is it? We were supposed to somehow derive happiness from abstaining from joy-giving things. And that never worked for me. Not unless it was a piety competition I thought I was winning. The prettiest Christian life in the whole piety pageant. That felt pretty awesome. I think I was right about a lot of things, but right for all the wrong reasons. I suspect I wasn't the only one like that either. A Pharisee. Being a Christian, competitively. Praying to win. The first human being sinned in stealing the knowledge of good and evil. We brethren, however, didn't seem to know much about good, despite this. We certainly didn't have much to say about good in our interminable meetings, and we didn't seem to recognize it, operating right around us. Good, worth, excellence, virtue, in and of itself, regardless of what use we might want to put a thing to, above and beyond our present agenda. Christians from other groups certainly were doing charity work in our town, and preaching and so on, and it must be admitted that we were largely critical and skeptical. We didn't really ever join in as a group. Was that really the true gospel they were preaching? Why was it all worded in that hippy-dippy, unscriptural-sounding way? Why were people listening to them? Why did people go out to their church instead of where the Lord had gathered us? We were known to unthinkingly judge and criticize both the good things and the good people involved in them. Stunningly blind to anything or anyone good, many of us. We existed primarily as pew-planted party poopers. We were always terribly interested in evil, though, as a group. We really loved to know what was wrong and carefully not do it, and to make rules and point out who was doing that wrong stuff. Which delight was, if you think of it, evil. Non-good. Double plus ungood, even. It still goes on, outside brethren circles as well as in them. I see Christians everywhere spending a great deal of time gathering other people's negative, fearful impressions of Harry Potter and poorly researched damnings of various movies and songs, and warning everyone of the seductive, demon-bothering, hidden evil in them, all without examining the things themselves in any open-minded way. Banning books they've never read. Picketing films they've not seen. Missing any good in said things entirely because they're so very busy judging errors and pointing out dangers. Dangers and errors, which say more about the people judging them than about the work itself. Eventually, nothing in the whole world is viewed as safe, and one can't see any worth in much of anything at all. Jesus, quoted in Matthew's Gospel, says in no uncertain terms that a person who has no virtue in his heart cannot recognize virtue when he encounters it. If his heart is full of evil, judgmental spite, with no mercy or openness or love or appreciation, that's all that can come out of his mouth, and that's all he will see all around him. All these censoring Kyle's mom efforts are all about God, aren't they? About making the world better? About helping children, and they're edifying, necessary, and worthwhile, aren't they?